Here we are in the practice field catching up with Panthers long snapper J.J. Jansen. And I know it's kind of a sad day for you guys in that specialist unit after the passing of Bruce DeHaven.
Yeah, it's real sad. We've known him and loved him now for 4 years, Graham and I especially, and Mike and T-Mac and Chase have all met him this year. I think, obviously, Chase going back even 3 years. And it's just real sad. We knew that it was certainly a possibility, and we also knew that Bruce was quite the fighter, so we didn't know if it, you know, when he was sick, you know, if it'd be, you know, a couple weeks, a couple months, or a couple years. Bruce fought really courageously last year through our season. We knew he was hurting, we knew he wasn't feeling his best, but he also loved coaching and loved coaching this team in particular. And I was honored to be one of his players for 4 seasons now, and I'm just I'm sad that he's gone. I love him to death, and just really praying hard for his family and his wife Kathy and his kids Toby and Annie Maud. So.
As we all are, and I noticed after practice you guys pulled together with Coach McGahee. It's such a tight-knit group. Talk about the bond that you guys have, not only player to player, but also player to coach.
Well, I think we're one of the unique position groups in that we get to really work closely with our coach. There's a lot of skill development. There's a lot of time together. And probably every position coach feels that way about his players. It's a tight-knit group because there's 3 of us. And Bruce, you know, handed everything over to Thomas and Chase at the beginning of this season. I know Thomas and Chase love him to death. We love Bruce to death, and that has continued all throughout this season. And it was just our opportunity to kind of think about him today. He loved practice field. He loved practice. I know we love games, but I think he loved the practice field as much as any, because then he could really do some coaching. We used to always laugh with him. He'd give one of us a tip or whatever, and then it would play out perfectly on maybe even the next rep, and he'd throw his hands in the air and just yell out, "I love coaching." And I think he did that for about the last 44 years. So Bruce is an incredible man. He's a dear friend. I love him.
His death comes at a time when, as a group, I think you guys have pulled together and really out on that game field, really played your best football of the season coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I think he'd be quite proud about that. We always talked about getting better. Coach McGahee calls it Kaizen, you know, continuous improvement. I think any coach is proud of seeing a team continue to get better. I think we all want to have excellent games from 1 through 16, but I think a coach knows he's doing his job when the team incrementally gets better each week. So certainly anything we can do to help the team perform well, put our offense and defense in the best position to succeed, and hopefully make some plays ourselves where we can have a true impact on the game. We were proud of our effort last week. We have another one this week, and we'll look forward to doing more of the same.
Well, JJ, thanks for sharing those thoughts. I know it's an emotional time.
It's tough, but thank you for the opportunity, and we love Bruce.